Amen. Amen. On next week, we are having an outreach blitz. Now, you all know we are going out and we're going to be sharing flyers and Bible studies and letting people know about what's going to be taking place here on April 23rd. That's going to be Easter weekend. And on Saturday morning, we're having a very special program. We're talking about the ultimate makeover. Amen? Because God can absolutely make you new and improved. Amen? Amen. And so next week, we are going to be going out and just sharing the good news of Jesus. We're going to be going out with God's Traveling Circus cast. I believe that we'll be seeing a few acts, I believe. Amen? A couple people looking a little confused. But it's something that you don't want to miss. Now, what do you need to know to do this? Now, a couple things are going to look crazy next week to you. The first thing that's going to look crazy is that I am going to be wearing jeans. I'm warning you all now that I'm going to be wearing jeans. Why? Somebody said, me too. Amen. Now, why am I going to wear jeans? Because also next week is denim day. Valley Fellowship Women's Ministry, they are doing denim day, and they have invited us to join along with them. And Diane said this would be something great for our women to do. And what denim day is, it is a day where women wear jeans in protest against domestic violence. Some time ago, there was a young lady who was sexually assaulted, and her assaulter got off because the judge said that she was wearing jeans, and there was no way that that could have happened unless she assisted. And so women have been wearing jeans in April. This is denim day, and it is a time where even in the biggest halls of wherever, women wear jeans to say that even if we have jeans on, we still should be respected, and it is not an excuse for us to be assaulted. Now, it works because we're already going out into the community. We were already going to be comfortable anyway. Amen? And so on next week, as many want to, you all can join us, and we're going to be wearing jeans next week. Hello, somebody? Y'all all right? Y'all going to make it? Now, I'll admit, it was a big thing. Like last year, it was a big thing for me to preach in jeans, and I didn't know if I was going to be able to do it, and I was guest speaking somewhere. And I had committed that I was going to do it no matter what. Now, the good news was that I was doing a youth event. And so a lot of them already had on jeans, so it wasn't a big deal. But I snuck a jean skirt in my purse, in my suitcase, just in case. But I said, I'm going to wear jeans. I can do it. So if I can do it with all my issues, you all can do it too. Now, also next week, make sure you bring a sack lunch. Amen. Because we're going to eat with the quickness, and then we're going to roll. Okay? We're going to eat together. So bring a sack lunch. Bring things that can be, you know, thrown away or put in your car. And then we're going to get our tennis shoes on, and we are going to hit the community and share the joy of Jesus. Leave your frowns at home. We only take in the joy of Jesus. Amen?
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound. That saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. I'm sure we all have experiences that God has brought us through. We all were lost at one time. But God, in his love, came down from heaven and he rescued us. He gave us the opportunity to have everlasting life. And so this morning, as we come to him in prayer, I know that many of us have circumstances, we have trials, we have sickness. But God is still on the throne. He is still God. He's the same God yesterday, the same God today, and the same God forever. And so this morning, as we come to him in prayer, if there's anything that you need to ask God for, you feel free to come to the front this morning as we pray. We because we know that he still answers prayers. Just come forward if you need something special that you want God to answer for you this morning. You know the devil never stops. He never sleeps. And so we always have to be on guard. The Bible tells us that we should be armed at all times. Because the devil is like a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. For those of you in the congregation, I'm going to ask you to stand with me this morning as we seek the throne of grace. God, our Savior, our Redeemer, the one who left his throne in heaven, came to this sin-cursed earth and gave his life so that we can be saved. It is upon this God that we call this morning because we know that you still answer his prayers. Father, I have experienced it in my own life, and so I know that you still exist today. Even though many people think that there is no God, Lord, we know that you are here. And so as we lift our voices to you this morning, we just want to thank you, O God, for another week that you have brought us through. Father, I don't know all the circumstances. I don't know who went through trials. I don't know what they're sick this world, but we know, God, that you can heal whatever there is this morning. And so, Lord, we lay them at the altar this morning and ask you, O God, if it be your will that you will heal. O God, this morning, we pray for Sister Cherie as she lay in the hospital. We ask, O God, that you will go by her bedside and touch her body and make her whole. And then, oh God, we pray for these names that have been placed in this box this morning that need some kind of special prayers. And so, God, we pray this moment that you will answer each prayer according to your divine will. Father, we pray in a special way for the visitors and the guests that are among us this morning. May your Holy Spirit be with them, Lord, that they will want to come back to worship you one more time. Lord, we thank you for just being here this morning, for just waking us up this morning. And Lord, we pray for our missing members. Lord, you know if they're discouraged. We ask that you will send your Holy Spirit to worry their conscience day and night. Lord, we pray for our pastor. We ask that, Lord, that you will endow her with power from on high, that as she speaks, the words that she speak will not be her words, but be words from on high. Lord, we have seen the changes at this church. And we know, God, because you have been led, we have been led by your Holy Spirit. And so we ask that you will continue to lead her as she leads this church. Father, we thank you again for life. We thank you for health, and we thank you, oh God, that we can still praise you in freedom, because we know there are many people, many churches around the world who do not have the opportunity, the freedom to worship you as we do. But, oh God, we know the day is coming soon when we shall have to be run to the rocks and the mountains, oh God, but we will be ready. Help us to stand firm though the heavens fall. Then, Father, when time and earth shall be no more, when you shall burst the splendors of heaven, when we shall see you coming down to claim those who have served you, we will say, this is our God. We have waited for him, and he will save us in his salvation. Bless us, Lord, and keep us. And if there's anything that we have failed of asking thee forgiveness for, we ask at this time, Lord, that you will cleanse us and make us whole. Create a clean heart within us, Lord. And then when time on earth shall be no more, may we all be ready to go home with you and to reign with you forever and ever. In the Jesus' precious name we pray. Let everyone say amen and amen.
He's higher than I. Amen? Amen. Okay, it's time for a scripture reading, and we can all participate. There are Bibles underneath the chair if you need a Bible. We're going to be reading from Acts chapter 19, verses 11 through 20. Acts chapter 19, verses 11 through 20. And I'm going to ask everybody to stand for the word of the Lord. Amen? Amen. We're going to read responsively. Acts chapter 19, 11 through 20. Here we go. Verse 11. And God wrought special miracles by the hands of Paul. Then certain of the vagabond Jews, exorcists, took upon them to call over them which had evil spirits the name of the Lord Jesus, saying, We adjure you by Jesus whom Paul preacheth. And the evil spirit answered and said, Jesus I know, and Paul I know, but who are ye? And this was known to all the Jews and Greeks also dwelling at Ephesus, and fear fell on them all. And the name of the Lord Jesus was magnified. Many of them also, which used curious arts, brought their books together and burnt them before all men. And they counted the price of them and found it 50,000 pieces of silver, 20 together. So mightily grew the word of God and prevailed. This is the word of the Lord. Amen.
Lord, I hear a showers of blessings. Thou art scattering showers of blessings, so refreshing. Let some drops now fall on me. Lord, I hear a shower of blessings. Thou art scattering food and free showers of blessing, so refreshing. Let some drops now fall on me, even me, Lord, even me, even me.
Thank you.